Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What a throw.
Woo!
And what a catch.
Sick catch.
Awesome catch. When people say fingertips catch, that's what that thing was.
Like the back half of the ball.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't catch the whole ball. That was awesome. That was a, you know, we've been talking a lot about Drake May's deep ball this year. You know, last week Taylor Kyles was on talking about like the stats on passes 20 yards or further down the field. He's like nearly perfect. Add to it in this game. The numbers are off the charts. And Kayshon Booty really has emerged as a legitimate wide receiver in the NFL.
So I scroll by quick. Did Curran compare him to Anquan Boldin, or is that something the Twitch chat has been doing? I've seen that come up before.
Booty to Boldin?
Yeah, and that's like high. That's really
Boldin
high end, obviously.
Sick. Yeah,
but,
I don't know about that.
But Kayshon Booty has been, this year, so reliable, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
And that's an incredible catch. Fingertips going to the ground, end of the half. And that did really help turn the game. Between that, their drive to start the second half, where what did they come out with? How long was that drive? I don't have it in front of me. But the drive
12 for 88. 12 plays, 88 yards.
And they eat up
7.5 minutes.
They eat up half the time.
Yeah.
And then Cam Ward gets out there and turfs it, and Kalavon Chasen runs it back.
Good.
And next thing you
well,
know,
that
boom,
was quick.
The game's over.
Yeah.
And it started with that touchdown. I don't think that was May's best throw of the day. His best throw,
the Mac Hollins one,
was either the Mac Hollins
one. Oh, might have been that.
Where he just dropped it right over the defender.
Steph Diggs on the sideline,
too. The one to Steph Diggs up the sideline, considering how backed up they were, was a great throw, too.
That was nasty. And that's one where Jason McCourty was, right, where he was like, Steph Diggs has those late hands.
Yes.
Those late hands. So you're trying to cover Diggs. You're like, oh, the ball's not coming. And then he's just like, whoop, catches it. And that was right in there. And that's when the broadcast crew started talking about nobody throws a better deep ball right now than Drake May.
Well, we heard,
and they might be right.
We heard some of that during the broadcast. We heard some of it after the game as well. Post-game commentary, which we'll get to later on in the show. It is Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's Patriots Monday. Already talked to Hunter Henry. We'll talk to Christian Ellis later on. We'll take a spin around the NFL's Week 7 coming up. And what happened at 11:30? So stay tuned for it. A reminder, football talk on WEEI, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. That's the good with Drake May, Keefe.
Yeah.
Patriots accuracy record, completion percentage record, which is wild. Minimum 20 attempts. He broke a record that Tom Brady previously held, which happens seemingly every week. He's breaking things that Brady does or tying things
it's
that
wild.
Brady does.
When there's an incomplete pass now, you're surprised.
Yeah. 21 of 23. That's 91%. Tom Brady was 88.5% against Jacksonville back in 2009. He had 16 straight completions in this game. He was kicking himself after the game for one of the incompletions he had to Kyle Williams. He only had two of them mm-hmm. on the day. So that's all the good from Drake May. The bad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Does he know how to save himself and protect himself? And how much of yesterday smashing his head off the turf do you put on Drake May?
So this is where it's tough to thread the needle, because I've always been a he can run, he should run guy. So if you pop your head a couple times, I'm not going to be like, oh, stay in the pocket and never run. Like, he needs to run. That's what helps. That's what will help separate him from other quarterbacks. Some of the other great quarterbacks in the league, they also have the ability to do it. Darts and scampers. I'm all about throwing darts and scampering. And so yesterday was a good example of that. But this is now a couple times where we've seen him, when he's going down trying to pick up the extra yard, rather than the slide or the get out of bounds or even kind of landing like on your shoulder, he's gotten wrapped up in a way where he lands pretty hard on the back of his head.
Well,
and they didn't go to the tent before.
No. Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, yeah. Do you remember your exact take when he did this earlier in the season is you're like, well, they're definitely going to flag him next time.
Well, because he was asked about it, and he was even like, yeah, I know I had to get up quick because they were going to flag me. I'm like, ugh. Like, I appreciate your honesty, but you're going to get in trouble with that.
That's why I think he went to the tent yesterday. And they should. Your head slams off the turf.
Well, did you see his first reaction?
Yeah.
He was like, his helmet wasn't on there, and he kind of like shook his head. I'm like, and then so remember the last time that happened, next throw, interception. What happened this time? Throws it 2 yards behind Pop Douglas, who makes an incredible catch, but it's like the guy isn't seeing straight, and I'm like, don't call a pass play until like he's got his feet under him. No, but so that part's a little bit concerning. Hopefully you can learn from that, but I'm not going to freak out and be like, he can't run. I want him to run.
I also want him to run. But you get why week one against the Raiders, it looked a little weird, and he was so preoccupied with sliding, because they might be drilling that back into him after this week. You mentioned May leaving for the concussion check. What happened was Josh Dobbs came in.
Credit to Dobbs.
Huge play.
Yeah, they needed that at that time.
He hit Pop Douglas on 3rd and 5 for 18 yards. So he came out and got a huge first down to keep it going. At the time, it was a 17-13 game. You forget it. It felt like a blowout. But you forget it. Dobbs comes in, makes a big play, moves around in the pocket, and is able to hit Pop Douglas on 3rd and 5. May comes back in, the play you were talking about.
Yeah.
Maybe cobwebs are still there.
Yeah, for sure.
And he hits Douglas for a 5-yard sliding catch. I'm not sure that's what happened on that. The pick against Pittsburgh, I agree. Pop Douglas has consistently not sat down on some of these routes.
Yeah.
And I wonder if Douglas just kept running.
You could be true. I'm going with my Keefspiracy that he is super accurate unless he's got a conky. And so I don't know if he did or he didn't. The league's going to tell you he didn't because he came back into the game, but he definitely got hit pretty good there.
Very next play, they get in the end zone. Ramondre Stevenson with a rushing touchdown. He was good yesterday.
He was really well.
We got to give it to him.
Two guys that really let him down earlier in the year were both good in the game. Now, Pop Douglas only had a couple of catches, but that one catch was awesome, kept the drive going. And then Ramondre Stevenson right away. Now, this is something that I think Mike Vrabel really wanted them to do. This is also something that Tennessee is bad at, is stopping the run. And then Jeffrey Simmons gets hurt.
But so was New Orleans, Buffalo.
Oh,
and
I didn't
Carolina.
Expect this.
Yeah,
I did not expect 175 on the ground. You were like, all right, if it's not against Tennessee, then like, man, what a big problem it is. But it also goes to show you why Vrabel is sort of stuck with Ramondre Stevenson, because Antonio Gibson's out for the year. Trevion Henderson doesn't look like he even knows where he's going. And then you have Terrell Jennings now up from the practice squad. The only back on the current roster capable of the game that they had yesterday was Stevenson. And he got it out of him, and that's because Vrabel stuck with him.
It's true. And look, I didn't think he'd do that yesterday.
No.
Again, it was a good matchup, but they've had tons of good matchups. And mm-hmm. it's the first time they've looked good running the football, so maybe there's something untapped there. Because we talked about it all last week, got to get the run game going. Mm-hmm. And to their credit, they did. Meanwhile, Drake May, after the game, said he wasn't feeling any after effects.
Yeah, I feel all right. Just got to get down. Just landed awkward and felt all right. But no, I felt good, so...
Vrabel also was asked about him getting down.
It was all right.
Needing to slide in those spots. Here's the head coach.
No, I just wait for the doctor to tell me how he's doing. Get the next guy in there, which is Dobbsy, and get a play in there. And then when the trainers tell me that he's okay, then we put him back in there and we'll talk to him about, you know, protecting himself and being smart. But I think he's tried to do that for the most part.
Yeah, it's funny because
for the most part,
a couple weeks ago, Brian Daboll lost his mind when Jackson Dart went into the tent. Remember, he like didn't want Russell Wilson out there at all. He's like, "Hurry up, get him out of there." Vrabel wasn't as freaked out about this one, you know. And good for Dobbs. Like, if Dobbs can go in there and make a play, it's a big play. Keep the drive going. If drive stalled, who knows how the rest of it plays out? But yeah, then May goes back in, which obviously is a good thing to see. But I mean, 7 games into the season. So last year, he got knocked out of a game. Mm-hmm. This year, 7 games into it.
Well, he got knocked out against the Jets, didn't return. He also left against the Chargers late in the year.
Yep.
And then this year, he probably should have been flagged against Pittsburgh, wasn't. And
right.
Now he left this one.
Yeah. So something to keep an eye on.
It is.
Obviously.
And
I'm with you.
I'm with you. It's a fine line where it's like, I don't want him to stop running. I think his athleticism. Vrabel talked about it after the game. He talked about it this morning with Greg. That's a huge, huge, huge piece to his game. It keeps defenses honest. Like, I think that's a massive thing. So I don't want him to stop running, but I also don't need him out there trying to get every last yard and then smashing his head off the turf. So there is a happy medium
yep.
in there.
Yeah.
And I think some of that was on display yesterday. You can discuss 617-779-7937. Are you concerned Drake May won't last through the year? Meanwhile, speaking of Vrabel, he was on with Greg this morning. Interesting Rorschach test of an answer, Keith.
Rorschach?
Did I say that right?
No.
Rorschach?
Rorschach.
Rorschach?
Rorschach.
Rorschach.
No. Shack. It looks like it. Rorschach.
Is that how you say
it? Yeah, he's also a famous character in Watchmen. The Rorschach test.
Isn't that the guy from Mr. Cotter?
Yeah.
Isn't that him?
I think so.
But it was a real, like, choose-your-own-adventure answer here from Mike Vrabel, which
yeah.
I heard it one way. You heard it another. Nick has a whole other theory on it.
This is true.
So let's get to his answer on Stephon Diggs
okay.
this morning, because I found it to be interesting. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.